Welcome to Therapy Thursday with Ty, Greg, and Pastor Paul Watson. Get ready to be therapized.
Welcome to my world.
On 92.3, The Moose.
We are joined by Pastor Paul Watson from the Downtown Vineyard Church today, and our question comes in, and it's one of you guys sent it, and we said it would be anonymous, so...
No names.
But we're talking about how important it is to decide to fight for your marriage.
That's such a good topic. This is such a good topic because of a lot of reasons, right? First... we know that 50% of all marriages right now, that they end in divorce, right? And then if you take the other 50% that don't end in divorce, that doesn't mean that they're happy and bliss. They're struggling, right? And the truth is all marriages struggle, and all marriages have a moment of like, are we going to make it? And I was in a conversation with somebody this week just about this whole thing. And I really believe there's a couple things that are important. First, right? I think it is important to fight for your marriage. So we have a rule. We have a rule in our family. Paul Watson has all these rules, right? Like, that's how he does his life. That's how he does his marriage. And just we came up with a whole. I think we've got like 16 of them. They're just our family rules. And you always have a rule because you have something go wrong. And so the first is this: fight for your spouse, not with your spouse. That's the first. Fight for your spouse, not with your spouse. And so when you're making a decision of leaving your marriage, before you make that decision, you have to know that you fought for it. Like, you have to know that you fought for the marriage. So you fight for your spouse, not with your spouse. And that means this, that you talk to your spouse, not about your spouse. It's so funny when people are making this decision that they're going to leave, or they're thinking, I'm out. They start talking to everybody, but they haven't had a real good conversation with their spouse.
Mm-hmm.
What they've done is they've made this decision. They've come close to making this decision. Then they start lining up all of the reasons why they should, and then they go get confirmation from other people. Before you make the decision to leave, first, you need to fight for your spouse, not with your spouse. Second, you need to talk to your spouse, not about your spouse. There's nothing worse than somebody who's talked all about you, and they just haven't sat down and talked to you. And so I believe that there has to be this come to Jesus moment inside of marriage where you have to have the conversation. And the conversation is this: you have to be lovingly honest. And what I mean by lovingly honest is most people are just brutally honest.
Big difference there.
Big difference. Brutally honest. You're a jerk. You leave your socks by the hamper. You never help. You don't have a job. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
That what happens, and the reason why people do that is because people are, they hate leaving relationships. It doesn't matter if you have a best friend and he moves across country. People hate relational breakups. In a marriage, when somebody is going to leave the other person, they try to break it when they break up. And it's just devastating. So you have to be lovingly honest, not brutally honest. Now, I'm not saying not to be brutally honest. I'm saying to be honest in love. And so anyway, so here's how it works. Fight for your marriage. Don't fight for your spouse, not with your spouse. Talk to your spouse, not about your spouse. And then, before any decisions are made, lovingly honest, not brutally mean honest. All right?
Yeah.
That's the deal. Marriages are worth fighting for. Marriages are worth fighting for.
I love it.
So, I love marriages.
What's happening downtown?
Downtown's going great. We're starting to pop. We're starting to see people come back to church. And every Sunday I get on and I look in the camera, I say, come back to church.
It's time.
Come back to church. It's time. It's time. It's not 2020 anymore. It's 2021. Come back to church. So things are going great. And if you're looking for a good church, we're right downtown. We think we are one. We might not be, but who knows? And so there's a lot of people that do so.
We think so.
You guys think so. So anyway, we're right across the street from the library. We're at 402 Grand Avenue. If you want a call before you come, call us at 242-0813. If you need an appointment with a pastor or something like that, our pastors are amazing. And then, or you can check us out online, dtvchurch.org, or watch us on Facebook on Sunday mornings at 9 a.m. or 11 a.m.
Very cool. Always a pleasure having you in here.
Always fun to be here. Fight for your marriage.
That's right.